Earth, sky.
We view it as a journey in space and time. We're very interested in understanding what the conditions were at the beginning of the solar system.
This is Earth Skies, Clear Voices for Science, and we're talking with space scientist Chris Russell of UCLA about a space mission to Vesta and Ceres, objects in the asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter. Dr. Russell is principal investigator of NASA's Dawn mission, scheduled to go into orbit around Vesta, the most geologically diverse of the big asteroids, in July 2011. It'll stay there, mapping Vesta for 1 year. Then Dawn will head toward a 2015 orbit of Ceres, formerly the biggest asteroid, now called a dwarf planet. Dr. Russell spoke more about NASA's Dawn mission to Vesta and Ceres with Earth Skies' Jorge Salazar.
Now tell us about NASA's Dawn mission. What is the main goal of NASA's Dawn mission?
Well, we view it as a journey in space and time. We're very interested in understanding what the conditions were at the beginning of the solar system. And these two bodies were, according to our understanding of the formation of the solar system, were made very early in that process, maybe within the first 5 million years. And they still exist. They were not broken up. They were not incorporated in a larger body. And by taking a look at them, exploring them, we should learn something about that earliest epoch of the solar system.
And these two bodies you're talking about are Vesta, the asteroid Vesta, and Ceres.
Right. These are the two most massive asteroids in the main belt. And they are very different objects, quite different. And that is a surprise to us, why two bodies so close together can be so different. They are the biggest ones that we have that we can study out there, and we expect those ones will give us the most information about that early period of time.
Yeah, I was hoping you might tell us why scientists chose to go to these two bodies. People listening may be familiar with Ceres a little bit from the fact that it's been known for a very long time and was once considered a planet. Tell us more about why scientists chose to go to Vesta and Ceres.
Well, we're trying to understand the building blocks of the Earth and the other terrestrial planets. We believe that small bodies formed first, and then these larger bodies were built out of the collisions and coalescing of the smaller bodies. So you might think of it is you're building a house, and you're interested in what kind of blocks you're going to use to build that house. And so we view Vesta and Ceres as examples, perhaps the best examples and the most accessible examples of building blocks in the solar system today that we can go out and examine. So we're interested in our history, our ancestry, and how what was put together to build the Earth.
Now, without getting too technical here, I'd like to ask you to describe some of the science that that the NASA Dawn mission will perform. I mean, people listening may be familiar with images that come back from NASA space probes that kind of show us what's happening millions, billions of kilometers out there away from us. Tell us about the science that the Dawn mission will perform.
Well, the first thing we want to do is to get some of those images. And so we designed a mission that would orbit. So we're going out to each of these bodies and orbiting for approximately a year. Now, with those images, not only do we see whether there's craters or ridges or mountains or old volcanoes or lava flows, but we also measure the size of the body. And something simple like the size and shape of the body can be very important to us because the knowing the mass of the body and the size, we get the density. And if we know what the density of the body is, we get a good idea of what might be inside the body beneath the surface. When the sun shines down on the surface, some of the sunlight is absorbed at certain frequencies, and different materials will absorb the sunlight at different wavelengths. And so we can look at the color, basically, of the surface and get some idea of what it's made of. Another thing we have is what we call a gamma ray and neutron detector. And that instrument will tell us the elemental abundance, whether there's iron or magnesium or aluminum or some other elements in the surface. So we get an idea of the mineral composition, the types of rocks that there are, and the elements that constitute those rocks.
Now, would you like to maybe speak to some of the questions astronomers have about these two bodies, Vesta and Ceres? Tell us about that.
Okay. Well, one of the questions is which one was made first, and why is one dry and why is the other sort of wet? If you're going to keep your water, if you're a planet, you have to stay cool. The Earth has kept a lot of water, and it's got a fairly cool surface. So the first thing is we think of Ceres has been pretty cool all its existence. But then we take a look at Vesta, and it it's dry, and it's lost all its water. And if it was built out of the same material out there in the solar nebula, what happened to all the water? So astronomers have looked at the meteorites, and they've found evidence in the meteorites that there was some radioactive material around when Vesta was formed. And so they believe that there was a supernova in the vicinity of the solar system, back in the beginning of the solar system, and that seeded the material that was going to go into Vesta with these short-lived radioactive materials. And they give off heat, and they gave off heat fairly rapidly. So if Vesta came together and made a little lump out there, a little small protoplanet, as we call it, that heat from the radioactive material would be trapped inside and warm up the interior of Vesta. But that didn't seem to happen at Ceres, and the simple explanation is, well, Ceres was born at a different time, and so there wasn't this extra material in the interior of Ceres to heat it up. And so that allowed Ceres to keep its water, but Vesta lost it all.
You've been listening to Chris Russell, professor of geophysics and space physics at UCLA, talking about the first ever orbit of objects in the asteroid belt, two of the biggest objects there, Ceres and Vesta. To subscribe to this and other free science interview podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.